Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Man, I'm glad to be back in the studio after that whirlwind trip to Los Angeles. I was gone Thursday, flew home Sunday, got to hang out with some really cool people, and talk more about that actually tomorrow. Of course, we have to pay homage. Excuse me a second. This is the problem when you are fasted, get caught up in your work, and you literally eat as the show is starting. I still have food in my mouth. I'm sorry about that. But I'll swallow it here as soon as my co-host joins me in a second. Of course, we have to thank All American Pharmaceutical and EFX Sports, our title sponsor. Right now, you can get six of the top-selling products absolutely free by going to superhumanradio.net and clicking the EFX banner ad, entering your name and address, and paying $5 and change for shipping. Because Dr. Jeff believes no one should buy anything until they've tried it. And he puts his money where his mouth is. And without further delay, let me roll Rob's theme music.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
So as Rob was on the phone with me, I was eating in his ear. He couldn't understand what I was saying to him because I was still eating. How you doing, Rob?
I am doing great, and I got to tell you, I'm glad to be back.
So what was Disney like? Tell me. Tell the audience that's never been there.
Yeah, you know what? I have to say, they exceeded all expectations, and expectations were high. You know, for anyone that's never been, I can highly recommend it. I took my son. He's 12 years old. We had an absolute blast, and he had a great time watching his dad turn green, taking me on rides like the Tower of Terror, and Space Mountain, and Mission to Mars. And
well, now wait, tell the audience, you actually have a fear of heights, right?
I do. I absolutely. That and claustrophobia. But yes, I have a profound fear of heights. But I still went on it with them. I went on Tower of Terror, and, you know, they can call me overprotective if they want, but I wasn't about to let him go without me.
Yeah, because you asked the girl as you guys were getting on this ride.
Yeah.
That you obviously realize when it plunges, gravity could pull you out of seat. She says, oh, no, you got seatbelts on. And you said, what if the seatbelt fails? And she says, oh, that's never happened.
Yeah.
And you're thinking to yourself, yet.
Right. Actually, what I was thinking was, well, that just means you're due. So I had a headlock.
Oh, that's right. You spent a lifetime in the insurance industry. Yeah, that's right.
Right. So I had a headlock on Nicholas Maximus all the way down.
Did Jen go with you guys?
No, it was just a father-son thing.
That's so awesome. That's really awesome.
It was really cool. He had a great time. I had a great time. And hopefully he'll have memories for the rest of his life.
That's cool. Very cool. Because you said he's at that age now that pretty soon he'll be too cool to go to Disney World.
Yeah, he's 12 years old, so I figured it's now or never. Bite the bullet. And we did it. I'm glad we did.
So Blueprint Bulletin Pro has a special going on for September, right?
Yeah, this is a big one. If you subscribe to the Pro for just $20 this month, you'll get access, again, to the largest online library of game changers there is. Now, that works out to just 64 cents a day. I don't know what you can get anymore for 64 cents a day, but it gets you the inside info you need to give you an unfair advantage over your peers. The library is massive, almost 100 back issues now, covering over 500 topics. Here's just a small sample of what you'll learn. Which legal research chemical doubles test levels and grows more muscle than any test booster you may be considering? Phosphatidic acid, we've talked about it before. Why dosing it at this time can hurt, not help your gains. The nootropic that acts like Xanax, legit. Minus the memory problems and lethargy. how a red-hot herb can double your total tonnage, and how to walk into any drugstore and walk out with the three most powerful fat burners known to science. Bonus on that one, they are pennies on the dollar compared to most quote-unquote fat burners. If you want more, you'll get more. You sign up today, you get my hormone optimization course webinar updated for 2018 absolutely free. And finally, a special note for current subscribers. You'll automatically get the updated hormone optimization course for free. I take care of my people. So visit CoachRobRegish.com today and make an investment in yourself.
Very cool. That's really a great offering.
Yeah. One of the best we've ever done on it.
So Mike Sanders has a question. He says, what's the absolute latest and greatest as far as legal performance enhancing products that are concerned? As far as legal performance enhancement is concerned.
Yeah, this is going to sound real strange to a lot of people because it's not a pill or a powder or even a supplement. But there is some incredible research going on in testing in both the United States and Russia surrounding exoskeletons for military use. So briefly, these exoskeletons are something that a soldier would put on and wear, you know, inside or outside their uniform. The prototypes look like something out of, you know, the old Maskatron or $6 Million Man TV shows. I know I'm dating myself, but by way of example, I want to show you what's possible. The U.S. recently tested a lower body exoskeleton for how much of a performance enhancement it could make with an example that we can all relate to, squats. So they took a completely fresh, well-fed, and rested soldier, had him perform as many squats with 185 pounds as possible without the exoskeleton. He got 24 reps. They then put the exoskeleton on him and put him through a battery of exhaustive exercise, carrying medevac patients up and down five flights of stairs, hiking through mountain passes for 4 hours, and digging foxholes and trenches for another five. After all that, they had him redo the squat test with 185 pounds with the exoskeleton. He got 72 reps. So when these things are perfected, they're going to result in super soldiers, right? They're going to be able to run faster, carry more, hit harder, and take hits that would kill an ordinary man. But here's what's significant to you. Sooner or later, military technologies almost always trickle down to the civilian population. You know, you can see that in everything from firearms to food. You know, the GPS system you use in your car today, that came directly from the military. And in fact, a good number of them still use military satellites to function. So I can't tell you when, but I would bet good money the day is coming when you might be able to wear an exoskeleton to the gym and perform absurd feats of strength. Now, how or if this will translate into bigger, stronger muscles, I'm not sure. On the one hand, it's the exoskeleton that's doing most of the work. But the systemic effect of performing 72 versus 24 squats is undeniable. You know, and I have to believe there'll be, you know, some sort of knock-on effect where resulting muscle growth is greater than it otherwise would be. So it is an interesting development for sure, and one in which I would keep my eye on. I think training in the future is going to be far different than what it is today.
Okay, I got to put my two CCs in here.
Yeah, sure.
I don't see this as a benefit.
You think it's a takeaway?
Of course it is. Think about it. It's like me saying a man can walk 100 miles in a day, but when you put him on a motorcycle, he can go 600 miles a day. And, you know, he is still doing something. He's getting tired at some point in time, has to get off, but he's not doing the work. I get where you're coming from here. And, I actually had a guy named Ken Ford on my show probably 6 or 7 years ago. He actually works in a lab that works with the government on these robotic exoskeletons.
Cool.
They're going to be great for people who are crippled.
Yeah, I was going to say the impact of people with injuries.
Yes.
phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a double amputee and you can't get used to those boingy boingy leg things that they put on now,
right.
You know, you'll be able to wear an exoskeleton and walk around. And if you have a broken back and you can't get out of a wheelchair, you'll be able to use an exoskeleton to get around. But that's because the exoskeleton is doing the work. Now, as far as performance enhancement goes, it depends on what are you talking about. Are you talking about lifting more weights or running further? Adele Moussa did a great blog on using cobalt. Cobalt actually has an erythropoietic effect. It upregulates red blood cell production better than EPO or even altitude training.
Wow, you're kidding.
Yeah, I mean, if you increase red blood cell, you also increase viscosity and the chance of clotting. But given that, thing that it does, which is oxygen carrying capacity, that's got to affect everybody, whether you're a weightlifter or a runner. So
right.
I think that would give that blog a try also. Okay. Dave Goulet says, I know you don't like the over-caffeinated pre-workouts, but can you recommend me a good one? I'm especially interested in getting a good pump.
You know, I really dislike most of the pre-workouts because they're all flawed, in one form or another. Everything from including creatine, which, you know, studies show it's best taken post-workout, not pre, co-ingested with copious amounts of caffeine, and from what I've seen, anything over 300 milligrams of caffeine can negate creatine's benefits. Or including other dirty stims like Yohimbe just smacks of someone not doing their homework. With respect to getting a good pump, that's largely predicated right on blood flow. Being well hydrated, you know, obviously helps. Insofar as individual ingredients, I'd have to give the nod to L-citrulline. You know, if you're looking for a bulk ingredient to try this with, preferably citrulline malate in a 2-to-1 ratio. You're going to need around 6 grams to be effective, up to 10 in individuals over 250. Citrulline converts very slowly to arginine, which makes it superior to straight L-arginine or its cousins such as arginine alpha-ketoglutarate. Be aware, however, that much citrulline is really sour, so it's best consumed with a small amount of grapefruit juice to kind of mask the taste. While we're on the subject of citrulline, you may be interested to know that eating a watermelon is one of the best ways to get a pump during your workout. Not only is it rich in citrulline, but also carbs. Recall insulin's role in the pump, and it's big, along with copious amounts of water. And, hey, as long as, you know, it's still in season, you might as well use it. I've never measured how much to eat, frankly, before training. For me, it's either I eat an entire small watermelon or half of a very large one. As far as training to get a pump is concerned, rest intervals of a minute or less, you know, obviously help. If you're really interested in pushing the envelope, using the Katsu method, where you occlude blood flow, into and out of the muscle, is very effective. Essentially, you place a snug-fitting kind of rubber band type thing around your upper biceps or, let's say, calf, just below the knee. Important to point out that you don't want to cut the blood supply off, right? Because if you do, necrosis could occur. Keep the band on between sets as you're resting and work with a lighter weight for higher reps. What's going on is this. By trapping most of the blood in the muscle, they've measured a pretty dramatic rise in localized growth factors that occurs. You know, it's a method worth experimenting with, particularly on calves where many people experience difficulty, right, growing muscle. Honorable mention, compounds anyway, include tribulus, fenugreek, and agmatine. You're like, tribulus, fenugreek, what's that? The reality is the furostenolic saponins lead to a large increase in nitric oxide, which is a gas, as we know, that, for example, Viagra works by. You may also be interested in a standardized beetroot juice powder that contains you know, the best ones that I've seen contain 25 times more nitrates than just eating regular beets. Deep red spinach extracts, if you can find them, are also an excellent source of nitrates. Those are the naturally occurring ones, and they're usually cheaper, usually, than paying through the nose for things like creatine nitrate. I've seen leucine nitrate, etc., which are patented items. Finally, some bodybuilders do use Viagra pre-workout to get a much better pump. Like most of the other items here, it works by increasing nitric oxide and not just below the belt. Understand, though, it's usually an expensive proposition. Insurance for people younger than 60, not real good chance they're going
to. It is misguided, too. The type of nitric oxide that's increased by blocking phosphodiesterase 5 is exclusively neuronal nitric oxide, and it has the greatest concentration in the aorta of the heart and the penis. So taking any PDE5 inhibitor because you want a quote-unquote better pump at the gym is foolish.
Well, that's good. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of bodybuilders who take PDE5 inhibitors and think it's because they tell people it's because they want to get a better pump, but the reaction is they just want to be able to get a faster erection. That really is. I mean, they want to perform better everywhere, not just in the gym. And that's okay as long as you're honest about it. But it's not increasing the nitric oxide produced in a muscle while it's working.
Yeah, and something to think about, too. You know, if you've got issues below the belt, it's probably a safe bet that that's not the only area where, you know, you're having blood flow issues. So, you know, get it checked out.
I like the L-citrulline that you talked about. I think it's great. You can get it at Bulk Nutrition or Bulk Supplements fairly inexpensively. Stuff works great.
Yep.
And you feel it in your muscles. But also, it'll help your willy, too. it's an all-around answer.
Nice.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Yeah. Citrulline malate. Great stuff.
Yeah, and it tastes like ass, but it's okay. Just mix it in with a drink. We have to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we have a question from longtime listener and contributor to the show, Johnny Gray. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse. For the past 4 months, I've been keeping a secret. Every night at bedtime, I tape my mouth shut with Somnifix strips. That's right, and here's why. Whether you snore or not, at some point in the night, almost all of us start breathing through our mouth. Since I've started using Somnifix strips, I've noticed that I sleep deeper and have seen improvements in my health, fitness, and cognitive function. That's because nose breathing activates the parasympathetic nervous system and improves nitric oxide production. And that leads to improved sleep immunity, carbon dioxide, oxygen exchange, and much more. Oh, and if you do snore, it'll help you stop snoring. Try Somnifix risk-free. Go to somnifix.com/SHR. Get a free trial pack of Somnifix strips today.
Who ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous, signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. All American Body. Crazy savings, insane results.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products to dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Finally got all my food down. Going back to meat and eggs for a while.
Nice.
I could eat chopped meat for every friggin' meal, every day, and never get tired of it. Never, never, never.
Wow.
Johnny Gray says, while cleaning out my place the other day, I came across a book, Heavy Duty, I remember that, by Mike Menster. I've heard you talk about your experience with Mike before, as well as Heavy Duty. What's your opinion of it today? And does it really work better than other training methods?
Yeah, for reference sake, Heavy Duty training involves performing just one work set to absolute muscular failure, usually in the 6 to 10 rep range for upper body, slightly higher rep ranges for lower body. That one work set mantra can be tough to swallow for most people, you know, particularly those conditioned to performing multiple sets per exercise. And if that's tough to get your arms around, the training frequency it recommends is even tougher. You know, advanced trainees, at least when I was working with Mike, were going weeks between workouts, you know, and that can be murder on the psyche for those that feel the need to be in the gym on a regular basis. Does it work? Absolutely. Like most other methods, though, it works for as long as it takes your body to adapt to it. Understanding this can be, you know, it can be a good long time, though. You can make good gains with heavy duty over time, for months and months in some cases. The system is predicated on solid physiological principles, albeit it's not perfect. No method is. Those solid principles include a good fundamental understanding of the three steps involved in muscle growth: stimulate, recover, and grow. So let's look at those a little more detail. Heavy duty stimulates muscle growth given it demands you lift more weight for more reps or both every single workout. You're encouraged to take ample time to recover from those sessions, and if you do, you should realize another nice increase during your next workout. On the positive side, it's a very time-efficient training method. It can also be very effective. Many will experience, in fact, the fastest strength increases of their lives, and it's very motivating to realize those increases week after week. As I said, though, before, it's not perfect. There are a number of downsides. First, your size increases never seem to quite match your strength increases. Yes, there's a lag. You know, you'll always get stronger first and then bigger, but still, You know, the discrepancy between both is pretty dramatic. And that's likely due to the fact hypertrophy takes a certain amount of mechanical work, i.e. volume. Also, it's physically and psychologically draining to constantly top yourself every single workout, especially in the big basic exercises, right, like the squat, the bench, and the deadlift. And Mike was pretty, to his credit, he was pretty big on those. And if true one rep max strength is what you desire, it's not the best strategy, given maxing out with the barbell is a skill. And like all skills, it's perishable. You know, going weeks between workouts doesn't afford you the opportunity to keep that skill primed at all times. But as a 4 to 10 week strategy, especially coming off of a volume phase, heavy duty, it could be just what the doctor ordered for many people. For example, for the past couple of months, my hypertrophy work has been 5 sets of 5 to 7 reps with just 1 minute in between sets, sometimes less. You know, next week, I'll switch to heavy duty, and I can guarantee you I'll experience a new burst of progress, largely given it's a complete 180 from what I'm currently doing, and it's progressive in nature. So I would tell you, have at it, Johnny. You know, after your main lift is done, that perhaps you're using a loading pattern to train, I would suggest maybe performing all supplemental or even accessory work using the heavy-duty method. Just don't get married to it, right? Because like all training methods, your body will eventually adapt to it. A lot of the research that has come out more recently speaks to a multiple-set approach. Training a muscle 2 to 3 times a week is being superior. Frankly, it's a pretty damning, you know, it's pretty damning info for heavy duty. But, you know, I have to say, I've used it and I've gained with it. The only problem is you can't continually top yourself every single workout. It just doesn't work like that, at least for long periods of time.
I think that your advice is more sensible than Arthur Jones's or Mike Mensah's, the way to use it.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, they were selling a book or a program, and the reality is that Mike himself didn't build his body training that way. I mean, he didn't have that foundation of mass. He didn't train from the beginning that way. He only trained that way when he ran into Arthur Jones and they devised this approach,
right,
to make Nautilus. You know, the heavy duty approach went hand in hand with the Nautilus equipment.
Yep.
So I like the way you say, you know, throw in some sets that way. Yeah. You know, like if you just train chest and you did all the normal things you normally do, and then you think, you know, I'm going to take some dumbbells. I'm going to take one set to failure. And, you know, psychologically, and everybody in the audience is going to agree with me, I know, including you, Rob.
Yep.
You know, when you have 3 sets of something to do, you're not going to smoke yourself on the first set.
Right. Amen.
You're just not. You're going to govern yourself. You're going to be like, man, I got 2 more sets to do. I think I'm going to stop here.
Yep.
And many of us could actually go a little bit past quote unquote failure, because we fail in our brains first before our muscles do. We're like, oh man, I'm going to really have to struggle with this next one. If I want to get another rep out, I better save it. I have 2 more sets to do.
Right. And that in and of itself is both a physiological and a psychological skill. Pushing yourself to absolute muscular failure, if you haven't been doing it regularly, that takes a little time. That takes a little time. So understand that as well.
Yeah, I like your advice better. Okay, Ken Jugan says, I have a rather unusual request. I want to get into professional wrestling, so I need to bulk up, ideally putting on another 50 pounds. And I weigh a mere 200. What's the best and fastest way to pack on the pounds? Well, eat corn if you're a cow and you want fat.
Yeah, up until the mid-90s, pro wrestling was almost exclusively a big man's game. Certainly, some territories were known as the land of giants. Vince McMahon's World Wrestling Federation was the best-known stomping ground of all these big men. And that's in part because Vince himself has a bodybuilding obsession. So it's a natural extension of his likings. At one time, it was said that McMahon was reluctant to hire anyone shorter than 6'2 and 250 muscular pounds. So, you know, your concerns are somewhat based on reality. However, not everything is so simple. In the mid-90s, there was a war of sorts going on between the World Wrestling Federation and Ted Turner's WCW. So WCW started this Monday Nitro show, which ran directly opposed to McMahon's Raw, Monday Night Raw. And at one point, Nitro was beating McMahon in the ratings for over 80 weeks in a row. And they did so by airing a more exciting product due largely to this new cruiserweight division and the infusion of Mexican wrestlers. Vince had nothing like it, and the fans were treated to incredible displays of athleticism, acrobatics, and all at a pace that hasn't really been seen before. It was interesting to watch because, you know, WCW was pulling big names from the WWF, and they often appeared live on, you know, not even giving McMahon's company notice, and the ratings skyrocketed. But, look, the important information for you is that the door was opened for smaller and lighter physiques. Today, WWE champions feature announced weights of 217 pounds. Seth Rollins the other day, I was watching on TV. And that's a situation that would have been unheard of in the late 80s. And that's his build weight. So the real figure is likely, you know, 200 or 205. Bottom line for you, work on your in-ring and mic skills. Because work rate and talking people into buying tickets is really where it's at today in pro wrestling. They aren't necessarily looking for gargantuan-sized guys. If you think about it, a lot of that parallels the mass market dynamics of today's bodybuilding. Kids today, they don't want to get as big as possible, as fast as possible, like we all did in the 1980s. A much greater emphasis is put on conditioning, right, and having abs instead of maybe huge arms and thighs. That, coincidentally, brings us to bodyweight training, at least for a healthy portion of your training. And as I've put forth on the show before, I think your body weight work should mirror your age in percentage. Meaning if you're 25, 25% of your training should be body weight work. You know, push-ups, pull-ups, dips, single-legged body weight work, ridging, all of those things. That leaves 75% of your gym visits, you know, to be performed with weights. And it's such an incremental adjustment, just 1% more body weight work per year that ticks by. Now, look, your diet obviously matters, and that matters a lot. But here's the big thing. If you really want to get into wrestling, you better learn how to eat on the road. It's not as bad as it was in years past. There were wrestlers literally worked 320 days a year. Okay, Ric Flair, the NWA world champion, he traveled the globe and he main evented for years, working every day of the week and twice on Saturday and twice on Sunday. He'd work a main event in Charlotte, North Carolina in the afternoon and fly to Atlanta in the Omni same day to main event the night show. It was an insane road schedule. And you know as well as I do, Carl, how hard it is to find quality food out on the road.
Quality food and quality rest.
Yeah, oh, there you go. Right, there's the other one. You know, planes, trains, and automobiles and schlepping through airports gets real old real fast.
Time zones changing, circadian rhythm, poor sleep. I mean, it just gets crazy. I flew out to the West Coast on Thursday and flew home on Sunday, and I felt like crap yesterday, and I feel like crap today.
Yeah, yeah. So I feel compelled to tell this guy, look, it won't be easy. In fact, it's going to be one of the hardest things you ever do. You're going to be on TV every week, probably working a pay-per-view every month, if not more frequently. Finding and getting to a real gym in every city you're going to be in won't be easy. That's another reason why the bodyweight stuff is going to serve you well. You can do it anywhere, including your hotel room. So I wish you luck, because if anything, You know, it's anything but conducive to a top-shelf physique and being home for your family type of life. Wrestlers need to love the business to keep that schedule and keep it going long enough, you know, at least 10 years, to make a decent living and get out unscathed. And not a lot of them do. Frankly, most of the wrestlers I watch are dead. And that's also true of a lot of guys that wrestled in the 90s and the early 2000s. They're dead. Do your research sometime. Just punch in dead wrestlers. You will be shocked at the number of guys who have died that are under 50, under 40. It's insane. And to your point, you know, you get no rest on the road. Unfortunately, in years past, given that schedule, you got up with uppers, you went down with downers. And when you got hurt, if you didn't work, if you couldn't work, you didn't get paid. So here come the pain pills and the somas, and frankly, most deaths in wrestling can be attributed to pain medication, prescription drug, pain medicine, overdoses, not steroids or whatever.
That's it. Yep. We're gonna take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Larry Saganovich. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Men and women, you've heard about hormone optimization. Do you feel like it's something you want to look into? RenewLifeRx.com is the place to start. Their doctors can help you with the solutions. RenewLifeRx.com has a simple process for lab work, consultation, and taking a deep dive into where your hormone levels can be improved. Superhuman Radio listeners get 30% off your initial lab work and consultation. Go to RenewLifeRx.com to schedule your no-obligation phone consultation today. Feel younger, get in better shape, and be more productive at RenewLifeRx.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to RedconOne.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. The next question comes from Larry Saganovich. He says, I'm interested in your Progenidrex, as I've literally never seen such positive reviews, except maybe on Synthogen on another and another one of your products. I'm in the UK, by the way, and we still have no pro hormones here. I was going to go that route, but am still young, in my early 20s. Is Progenidrex a better choice, and if so, why?
Actually, I think what he said was they do have pro hormones, at least some of them.
We still have pro hormones. Did I not say that? I thought I read it that way. Maybe I
thought you said still don't have them. But anyway, be that as it may, you know, I've talked a lot about Progenidrex here, but this guy's situation is really unique because he's in his early 20s, which means he's still in his hormonal prime, which he's pumping out large amounts of testosterone and other important hormones. Are also at their peak, things like growth hormone, insulin, associated insulin sensitivity. So adding more hormones in the form of a pro-hormone, many of which I feel are intrinsically active and don't require conversion, is going to be like dumping gasoline on an open fire. It's not going to end well. Take too much of those pro-hormones or stay on too long, and you can do lasting damage to your endocrine system. I have spoken with several young men who have gone completely sterile and are now working with doctors to get their sperm count up. This is causing huge problems in their life because they've met the right girl. They want to get married or are currently married, but they're finding out they can't have kids. You know, now, you can cycle with post-cycle therapy, but let's be honest, it's a dicey game you're playing, especially at that age. The situation in the U.S. is somewhat different. Pro-hormones and all of their analogs have largely been banned here, and the few pro-hormones left on the market, frankly, are crap compared to what was banned. They're weaker, and they're more suppressive, and you know, they don't work as well, and they've got worse side effects. So it's a lose-lose situation. And whatever pro-hormones are out there today won't be on the market for long, because the 2014 Designer Anabolic Steroid Control Act contains catch-all wording allowing for their immediate removal from market. The only qualifier is that it looks, acts, or is advertised to, you know, work as testosterone does. And virtually all known anabolics are chemical variations of such. There are only a few exceptions. The crime, then, is now building muscle, something that is very scary, given they pass this thing with ease. In short, building muscles via hormones in the United States without a prescription is pretty much out of the question. Knowing that was coming, I got to work on Progenidrex, and since the government saw fit to take away anything hormonal, I asked myself what the best anabolic really is. It's not a pro-hormone or an active steroid. It's food. And if you doubt that, go ahead and dose yourself to the gills with your favorite steroid, or take multiple of them. Unless you're eating, one, enough calories, and two, enough protein, you can forget about making any gains. Conversely, forget the steroids. Get your calories up to 20 times body weight and protein around 1 gram per pound of lean body mass, and tell me what you notice. Provided your training's up to snuff, you're going to notice explosive gains, doubly so if you're young. That's just the truth of the matter. Any bodybuilder worth his salt will tell you the same. So, Progenadrex increases your appetite, does so largely for good bodybuilding foods. Anacyclus perithrum is the ingredient that does it. Even better, it's capable of preferentially shuttling carbs into the muscle as glycogen. Going one step further, the weight you put on is going to be almost exclusively in the muscles. Very little fat around the waist. It is a neat trick, and one that's almost exclusive to the product. Otherwise, you get a very healthy dose of a very efficient creatine, hydrochloride, replete with other ingredients that improves its uptake and utilization in muscle. The R isomer of alpha-lipoic acid and disodium phosphate. So creatine transport across the cell membrane and into muscle is sodium, not necessarily insulin dependent, a fact that's lost on a lot of formulators. Added to that is Lexoginin, the ECDE analog that excels as an anti-inflammatory and recovery agent. So the former owner of BeyondAcentury.com once told me that he sold caseloads of Lexoginin to lupus patients, which is a real testament to its anti-inflammatory properties. There are now 26 published reviews on Progenadrex, 95% positive, 5-star ratings. For a natural product that's free of hormones, pro-hormones, stimulants, etc., that's a very rare accomplishment. Take 6 caps on training days right before the workout, and take 6 on your off days with your largest carb-based meals. Just make sure you're getting at least 300 grams of carbs a day. If you're 240 or more, I would get that up to 500 or 600. You'll be shocked at how many you can eat and not pay a penalty for it. Okay, so what are you going to notice? You should gain at least a pound a week for anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks. That's on the lower end of the scale. You'll also, well, many people notice an all-day pump from week 3 on, and they keep almost all of what they gain coming off, which is a consequence of the active ingredient in anacyclus, the alkamides. They take a long time to be eliminated from the body. They take time to accumulate, yes, which is why I cited 3 weeks, but they also take a long time to be eliminated. If you're interested further in that ingredient, anacyclus perithrum, how it works and how good it is, I recommend the write-up on examine.com. They are a very independent and objective source, the details of which will have you wondering why it's not used more often in sports nutrition. I would suggest a month off between your, 4 to 8 weeks of use, during which you should see little to no drop-off in size and strength. It is, by all accounts, a product that should be tried at least once if you're trying to gain large amounts of muscle tissue. I'm really proud of it. You know, it wasn't easy to top Synthogen or even get in the ballpark, but I did it with Progenadrex.
I love this stuff. I actually did a whole piece about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next question comes from Bill Ayers, and that's A-I-R-S, not A-Y-E-R-S. I've got a question about DNP. We just talked about it the other day. Is it really that dangerous? Because I've been reading in several places where it's not, and I know you'll give me the straight dirt. Thanks.
The straight dirt is that DNP isn't as dangerous as you've been led to believe.
It's more. Right. I knew you were going to say that. I know it.
It's even more dangerous. And there are a couple reasons for that, not the least of which is the crap that you've been reading about it. I've read a lot of these same articles and forums, and it lulls the reader into this false sense of security, in my opinion. More importantly, there are lies being told about it. Like, there are ways to do safe cycles frequently. Let me be very clear. These are lies that are potentially deadly. I'm going to take a little literary detour here, but I want to see how lies kill people. You no doubt recall the Space Shuttle Challenger blowing up in 1986. So for years, the narrative NASA spun was that all seven astronauts died instantly in the explosion. The fact is, they were alive.
At the bottom of the ocean.
For 2 minutes and 45 seconds it took for that crew cabin to fall, right, and slam into the ocean. They didn't die instantly. That was ostensibly a lie that NASA told to protect their families. The truth was only learned from a FOIA, or Freedom of Information Act, request by the press. More importantly, because of that lie, critical lessons weren't learned. And as a result, 17 years later, Columbia's seven astronauts burned up during reentry and were killed, which is a fitting example, given we're discussing DNP. The compound is what's known as a mitochondrial uncoupler. It causes weight loss by making cellular respiration less efficient. So it goes like this. When your body oxidizes either sugar, fat, or protein, energy is produced. Your body is designed to use that energy to make ATP. DNP does something different. It turns that energy into heat. But here's the rub. The effective dose for weight loss and the dose that kills or killed 50% of lab animals, the LD50, is virtually the same. Worse, some of these articles advocate front-loading DNP, which is virtually a one-way ticket to the morgue. And understand this. Death by DNP is agonizing. It's like microwaving yourself. You cook from the inside out. In the event you make it to an emergency room, there is little that they can do for you. There is no known antidote to DNP poisoning other than immersing you in ice water and shooting said ice water up your rectum. And it almost never works. Death is all but assured by the time most users realize they're in trouble. So if ice water enemas, while in agony, sound like a good time to you, I suppose you will thoroughly enjoy your DNP experience. Here's my reference point, by the way. Normally, I don't talk about things unless I've actually used them. But in years past, I experimented with uznic acid, which was sold as a supplement at the time and included in several of Syntrax's old offerings. Lipokinetics, was the product that I was using. Uznic acid is what could be considered a kinder, gentler version of DNP. And I distinctly recall using it during the dead of winter in New England, laying in bed at night completely naked with the windows wide open and snow coming through them. And even with all that, I was sweating buckets. DNP is like uznic acid on steroids. So, I can only imagine the hell some users have gone through. Reportedly, it's not uncommon to sweat yellow.
Yes. No. Everybody who uses it talks about their sheets being yellow and wet in the morning when they wake up.
Yeah, and there are also the reports these people are incredibly weak due to the ATP depletion, and it feels like wearing a 100-pound weight vest just walking around. No energy whatsoever. Add to that the distinct possibility of dying, and yeah, DNP, I think, is as dangerous a gamble as you can take. I can think of only insulin as being, possibly more dangerous. And at least there, you'd slip into a diabetic coma and die, unaware of the damage you've done. Now, important to point out, though, not everyone is so lucky, right? You have a friend, Carl?
Yep.
Still lying in a hospital bed somewhere, unresponsive.
From the insulin you're talking about, or from?
Insulin.
Yeah, he's in a coma for the rest of his life. If he's even still alive, I've lost touch with his family.
Jeez. So with DNP, you're going to suffer. And I mean greatly. And that's if you don't die. You're still going to suffer. It's just not worth it. Not even close. Take a few more weeks to diet. Look into other effective fat burners like ephedrine, caffeine, Tagamet, which is cimetidine hydrochloride, even clenbuterol would be preferable to DMP, in my opinion. So
wait, the normal and naturally occurring mitochondrial coupler in your body is thyroid hormone. Optimize your thyroid.
Yeah, that's a great point.
I mean, that's what the mitochondrial that's what the mitochondria responds to. It's why. So I just had this discussion this weekend with Ron Penna. We happened to talk about, apparently there was back in, I don't know, the 70s, there was actually a string of fat loss clinics that prescribed DNP to their customers at very, 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 very low doses, way lower than the entry dose of most of the people who are still using DNP. But over the course of a year, it worked, and you didn't sweat uncomfortably, and you didn't turn yellow, and so... But most people aren't willing to use that low dose and wait a year. Everybody wants to lose body fat. You know, they want to lose 10 pounds a month using right. DMP. Well, we talked about this. And so then we started talking about the fact that I sweat super easily. Like, I sweat all the time. And Elisa will always say to me, God, you're so warm. And Ron said to me, it's because your mitochondria are inefficient. And I thought about that. And I thought, wow. He's right, because I can eat a lot every day and not gain body fat, and I sweat profusely, and like in the heat, I'm so uncomfortable because I sweat like I'm dripping bullets. I sweat all the time. And yeah, and he said, you know, cold people tend to be have better functioning mitochondria. Well, being cold is also associated with what? What hormone? Low thyroid hormone. And thyroid hormone is a mitochondrial uncoupler. So it makes perfect sense that those of us who run hot have inefficient functioning mitochondria. That inefficiency is tantamount to an uncoupling effect. You're causing a lot more a respiration for the same amount of work, and the mitochondria is working harder. But also that means that you produce a lot more oxidative stress to your body and a lot more reactive oxygen species. I mean, when you start thinking about this stuff, you go, oh, man, like I always thought it was an advantage being somebody who sweat easy. And really, it means that my mitochondria aren't working that very efficiently.
Wow. Well, I'm the same way. You should have seen me in Florida.
Huh.
It's a little scary.
Yeah, that's how I am, too. But yeah, I personally look, I've done a lot of stuff. I even snorted heroin in the 70s. Right. OK. So, yeah. I mean, I'm putting it all out there. Right. I never injected it, but I snorted it. And I've done a lot of drugs. I've done pretty ridiculous amounts of androgens. I have never done two things. There's two things. One of them is DNP. Can you guess what the other thing I've never done that most bodybuilders and figure and fitness competitors use? Clenbuterol. I've never done DNP because I'm not interested in putting an industrial solvent in my body. I don't care how much fat I'll lose. Right. And I've never done clenbuterol after I saw three well-done studies that show that it damages cardiomyocytes. It damages heart tissue. And what happens to people who use clen often? They always end up with cardiomyopathy. They end up with heart problems for the rest of their lives. I'm like, I'm not that stupid. I'd rather snort heroin.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. It's one of the reasons why I've never used clen either.
No.
Cardiotoxicity is a real downer.
Yeah, and you know, and probably the one drug that I've used that I wouldn't say I'm sorry that I used it, but I'm sorry that it robbed me of all my cardio conditioning was Trenbolone enanthate. Unlike the acetate, which wears off in a few days, that stays with you for a month.
Really?
I went from being able to hike the mountains in Arizona to 2 days later having to tell this girl, I don't think I'm going to be doing this anymore, because I was huffing and puffing, like just at the beginning. I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Is that because you put on a lot of weight fast?
No, it's because it causes a lot of blood pressure in the between the heart and the lungs. It causes back pressure so the heart and the lungs don't function properly. Trenbolone robs people of all their cardio conditioning, like in a day.
Wow.
You feel like a fat little boy because you're huffing and puffing just going upstairs. The only reason why people keep doing it is because it makes you sick strong. So they're like, okay, so I'm not going to do cardio anymore, but I'm going to start deadlifting 700 pounds regularly.
Right, right. Yeah, no, I've heard a couple things about Tren. One is that it can change your physique the fastest out of virtually all the steroids. The incredible strength. And,
absolutely.
And it's one of the few that'll make you fight at the drop of a hat.
Well, I don't know about that. It didn't make me any more aggressive. It really didn't. I think that's the people like to say that so they can act like asses.
Yeah, possible.
But the reality is that, and it's also now linked to, its usage is linked to the development of Alzheimer's faster.
Is that right?
Yep. It's a nasty androgen. It's the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde androgen, in my opinion. It gives you sick strength. You feel sick, but you go in and you train stronger than you ever have. But
yeah.
And you sweat all night long, and you can't walk up a flight of stairs without huffing and puffing, but you still want to keep doing it because when you go into the gym, people look at you and go, wow, like, what happened to you?
Yeah, right.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got the Blueprint Tip of the Day. Stay tuned.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
For the past 4 months, I've been keeping a secret. Every night at bedtime, I tape my mouth shut with Somnifix strips. That's right, and here's why. Whether you snore or not, at some point in the night, almost all of us start breathing through our mouth. Since I've started using Somnifix strips, I've noticed that I sleep deeper and have seen improvements in my health, fitness, and cognitive function. That's because nose breathing activates the parasympathetic nervous system and improves nitric oxide production. And that leads to improved sleep, immunity, carbon dioxide, oxygen exchange, and much more. Oh, and if you do snore, it'll help you stop snoring. Try Somnifix risk-free. Go to somnifix.com/SHR. Get a free trial pack of Somnifix strips today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
You've got your devices and apps that track your activity, workout, sleep, and diet. You have your medical records and blood work. All this data and none of it is integrated, so you can see a true snapshot of just what progress you're making and where. Now you can securely centralize all this data and become the CEO of your health. Heads Up Health gives you powerful dashboards, charts, and tools to connect all your data into meaningful information. One seamless platform. Go to headsuphealth.com today. Use code SHR and get 20% off your subscription. That's headsuphealth.com and use code SHR.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish. Coach, what is the blueprint tip of the day?
Tip of the day is sometimes certain things are worth more than your workout or bodybuilding. So hopefully folks have come to know I absolutely live to train. And I put 100% of my available time and energy into it. Add to that a fairly sizable money outlay every month for information, certainly diet, food that I eat, and supplements in that order. And I have more than a vested interest in gains. I'm going on almost four decades now of training. So I'm all in. I'm going to be doing this to the day they put me in the ground. And happily.
In fact, you'll probably be doing it on the day that they put you into the ground.
I've often said, if I go, I want to go in the gym.
Right.
At age 48, though, you begin to consider your own mortality. And so I would periodically wonder, you know, what are they going to say at my funeral? And I was haunted by that fact while I worked in insurance and until several years ago when I published the blueprint. I offered my knowledge on SHR to anyone, thanks to you, Carl. And in general, I, you know, focused on leaving the world a better place from whence I came. I'm satisfied I've made a meaningful contribution, and here's the thing. You need to, too, at least if you're wired like I am. Part of that, though, is doing things outside bodybuilding, things that my son would remember for a lifetime. So it was with that thought that I delved into my recent trip to Disney. It was a big financial outlay, but some things can't be quantified in dollars and cents, and this was one of them. The look on my little man's face was, in a word, priceless. So the trip involved both of us taking a full week off from training, because I have him doing calisthenics now. We had seven parks to visit in 7 days. There was little time, very little time for training. I even loosened up on my diet so I could enjoy the full experience with him. What transpired during that week, I will never forget, and I'm hoping he won't either. You know, Disney really exceeded all expectations, and expectations were high. The thought of a week off, though, caused me some trepidation. Even though, you know, I've been in the practice of doing this for a while, I had been training flat out for four solid weeks, and the gains were predictable and steady. Even with the thought of my son being happier than he's ever been, it wasn't easy. You think you're going to lose momentum. You think you're shrinking. You know, you think you're losing ground. But here's what I did to disprove all of that. Prior to the trip, I took my measurements. I recorded my weight, and I carefully documented my strength levels. A week later, when I returned to the gym, I was bigger, I was stronger, and maybe the most important point, I was hungry again for the heavy stuff. And, you know, I could give several examples here of you know, how my strength was much greater. But suffice it to say, it was. And, you know, I wasn't losing size anywhere. In fact, my legs taped a little bit bigger, you know. And the rest of my lifts were similar to, you know, the squats and flat benches that I did when I got back. Everything went up. Without those hard measurements, your mind plays tricks on you. You look in the mirror and think I'm shrinking. You're not. At least the vast majority aren't. In fact, the longer you've been training without a break, the bigger and stronger you'll be after a week off. In past cases, I've gone even longer, 12 full days of rest. Okay? And sure enough, when I came back to the gym, I was doing things that were impossible before. For the longest time, I was trying to press the 130-pound dumbbells. Three or four workouts in a row, nothing doing, couldn't budge them. After 12 days off, I walked in there and pressed the 130s for four. You know, I'd go so far as to say for people that have been overtraining, even slightly, taking time off is the surefire way to get bigger and stronger. But it was the look in my son's eyes, though, that was worth it. Even if I had lost something, it would have been worth it. Because prior to this trip, I was too worried about money, too worried about training, too worried about too many things. But it was now or never. He was 12. He's 12 years old. And in another year, he's going to be too cool to hang out with Dad, right? And know this. Nobody can guarantee that you'll wake up tomorrow. Both he and I got a stark reminder of that this past Halloween, because on that day, one of his classmates was hit and killed by a car after he got off the bus and tried crossing the street. His home literally feet away, and his father standing across the street, motioning him to come over. 12 years old, folks, he didn't live to see 13. And when stuff like that happens, it stops you cold. And as it stands, I get a stark reminder of that every week because I go to jiu-jitsu with his father. So I want you to rethink your future and how you're spending your present, particularly if you have kids. We're all in this to have some fun, to build some muscle, and maybe feel better about ourselves and the world around us. But please, don't let something as silly as you might lose a few pounds stand in the way of making memories and maybe even more importantly, making a contribution yourself by helping others. I can assure you, that little boy's father never thought he'd be burying his son. You can only imagine how awful that was. Unfortunately, I got to see it firsthand. There are some things in life that are a lot more important than bodybuilding goals. Just make sure you're taking stock of them. I learned the hard way that in the blink of an eye, everything can change. You've heard people say that. I'm here to tell you it's true. So my message is simple. Regardless of what you've been putting off, go for it now, because the future is promised to no one.
I like that.
And it was, you know, I'm thinking about this as I'm down there, so it's really a weird dynamic. On the one hand, I'm watching my son have the time of his life, and on the other hand, I'm thinking of another son and his father that, unfortunately, he was killed.
Yeah,
very sad. And it made me stop and think, you know, how many people that listen to me every week are really wrapped up in all the bodybuilding info I give and not paying attention to other things in their life that they should be. Future is promised to no one. You got to go for it now.
And on that note, don't forget about the Blueprint Bulletin special offer.
Yes, thank you.
To get to squeeze the most out of your future.
Amen.
And people can go where? To CoachRobRegish.com and sign up for that?
Yes. Very good. Thank you.
I figured I'd segue into something a little.
That was very good. I wish I had thought of it.
But anyway, no, it was very good talk. And I you know what? I think of death differently now that my father died. I became very despondent and very depressed when I watched my father die, because I realized not that only I missed him, but I recognized my own mortality, that, wow, someday that's going to be me in that bed struggling not to die. And it scared the hell out of me, but then I decided to embrace it. And for the year I was depressed, the following year, I spent a lot of time imagining laying in the bed, and I can't get out of bed. I can't help anybody anymore. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life because I'm checking out.
Yeah.
And by visualizing that and imagining it, at first it was scary. But then I realized, you know, it's kind of like, what can I do? It's like snow day. It's like, you know, when you get snowed in, the kids can't go to school, you can't go to the grocery store, nobody expects you to work.
Right.
And you're like, oh, we're just going to stay home, watch movies, and have grilled cheese sandwiches and soup. And death is going to be like snow day. There's nothing you can do. It's probably going to be a real relief for those of us who have been carrying a lot of weight on our shoulders our entire life, it's going to be like, hey, F this. I can't do anything else. Don't look at me.
Yeah, and you've had to go through that with your sister, too, right?
Yeah, I watched her die as well. I mean, well, I didn't watch her. I wasn't there the day she died, but, you know, I had been just flown in shortly before because I knew that there wasn't much time left.
Yeah.
You know, and so I actually have become a believer that you will not live your life to the fullest until you acknowledge your own death. You know, it's like you and I are in a car. We're starting off in New York. And we say, hey, we're going to drive west. And we're just going to keep driving west until we run out of places to drive to. And then you say to me, hey, Carl, we're going to probably end up in California. We should think about a hotel. And I go, shh, no, don't say that. I don't want to know that we're going to end up in California.
Yeah.
But we're going to go there. We're going to be there. We're actually going to be there. No, I don't want to know about it. I don't want to think about that. I don't want to think about the fact that we're going to be in California. We probably need a hotel room. I don't want to think about that. Like, at the end of this life, there's absolutely going to be death for you.
Yeah.
Why not think about it and make plans for it now?
Yeah, and then there's no amount of money or connections or whatever that's going to keep you from dying.
Yep.
And really, I can't think of a better way to die than knowing I helped people along the way. There were things of mine that were going to be left behind that were going to be helping people long after I checked out.
Yeah. So. That's it. Our voices will be around a lot longer. Somebody's listening to this right now, and you and I have been dead for years. Because
yeah,
these are going to be out there forever, these MP3s.
Good, man. It really is a fitting tribute to, you know, what you do. And what you've allowed me to do. It's a wonderful thing.
All right, we'll see everybody tomorrow. Oh, so tomorrow's a great show. We got Dr. Jeff Galini on for the first half hour for Science for Humans. I'm still working out the details of the interview. But then after that, I'm going to be joined by Shannon Yorton Penna. Shannon Yorton Penna is the daughter of Chet Yorton. Those of you who remember the bodybuilding culture in the 70s and 80s. Chet was an amazing athlete, and his daughter was an amazing athlete too. She competed, but she told me the story this weekend of how the Quest Bar got started.
Wow.
And if you're somebody who feels like your life is not really going in the right direction, you need some inspiration, you want to believe that magic can happen when there's nothing exciting going on in your life, you have to listen to this story tomorrow.
Yeah, that's going to be real interesting.
I never knew it. I never, you know, I've heard different variations of the story about how Quest Bar came about. But the reality is, and you're going to learn this tomorrow, that Shannon made the Quest Bars, quite frankly, because her clients and she were looking for a solution to something they could eat on the go that was healthy but fit their low-carb lifestyle. But more importantly, Shannon dreamt up the bar, made the bars, packaged the bars, shipped the bars, took the orders and everything in the beginning. And the evolution of the company came because she just didn't want to do all that.
Yeah.
And when you hear this story tomorrow, you're going to realize that there's something in your life right now that could be your everything if you just really put your shoulder behind it. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow on tomorrow's show.
That's great. I can't wait to hear that.
And Thursday, I'm waiting to hear back from Dr. Dean Kellogg. He just published a study on using rapamycin to reverse aging. Rapamycin is an anti-rejection drug used in when people have kidney transplants and stuff like that. They usually have to take rapamycin for the rest of their lives. It has a direct effect on their immune system. Well, it just could be that once every 2 weeks, a low dose of rapamycin could actually allow you to live maybe another 20 or 30 years than you normally would.
Wow.
So stay tuned. This week is going to be full of great shows, just like today's was with CoachRobRegish.com. Check it out. Go there and sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin because you can get a lot of this information delivered right to your inbox. I'll talk to you later, brother.
Thanks.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow. Thank you for listening today.